to be only a normal business street and would not become a main thoroughfare, and that the reason for a wider street would be to take care of the existing internal traffic.
Scripture is only 40 foot in places.
46 feet
in places. It was pointed out that the urban renewal has provided for 5 foot widening on the west side, and the ASHA had required about the city's intentions on following suit on the east side. It was the overall opinion of the property owners present that the proposed setback be abandoned, and that Christmas Street should remain as it is. The commission will evaluate their opinions and make a recommendation to the council within the next 2 weeks.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes.
Just one additional question, although this is not pertinent to this. I'm just wondering what the status of Mr. Claus's building permit is.
Do you know that?
Yeah, no.
Mr. Claus today, I'm sure he happens to have his building permit.
Mr. Claus, he had, which wasn't, was jokingly, he had to pay $350 for the permit. But he's glad to get it.
When did
he got his permit?
When did he get it?
Today, apparently.
Agreed that he should have his building permit. I still feel that it's something that the city should take care of, is having this ordinance removed some way from the code of ordinances, if the ordinance at present calls for a 5 foot setback. It seems to me that there should be a definite understanding on this matter, so that anybody along that street may know what they can or cannot do, and still comply with the ordinance.
Third speaker.
On third. Third. And that reason that it comes to the vote, I couldn't have conscientiously voted for the permit because of the ordinance being present. I feel that for the record, certainly the Normans and the Vizardi should be commended for observing that setback on third.
Can I ask that? Pardon?
None of them are the ones that
asked
for
the second.
Mr. Jackson, your ruling,
now,
would you feel that was an invalid ordinance?
Yes, Mr. Mayor, and I so ruled. However, it would be desirable to have an ordinance to strike this from the books. And
make the motion.
As a matter of fact, an ordinance on the question of all of our setbacks would be advisable to take them out of the zoning code and set them in under Chapter 11 of streets, which is a more proper place for them.
I was so moved. They would take this out of the setback thing and put it into Chapter 11 of the ordinance.
And this particular setback.
This particular setback be stricken from the books, and that we have an opinion from the city attorney that it's not a valid ordinance. We set back on third from...
It's just that one block, sir.
Yeah. It runs from Lacey to Cushman. That one. Move second. Is there
any further discussion? Mr.
Mayor, is Mr. Brayton's motion to have the city attorney direct the notice to set
back? That's
correct. Yes, that's what I'm going to do. All in favor of the motion, please
aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Just another question on that now. Mr. Jackson, if this is moved onto a separate chapter, how will that affect the Planning and Building Commission as to their hearings on setbacks in the event that they would desire to come forth with a setback on the street?
Mr. Mayor, you could still use the Planning and Zoning Commission as an advisory board to advise you as to what they thought about the necessity and desirability of setbacks. But they would not then fulfill exactly the same function that they now perform in planning and zoning.
This setback would not go into a part of the regular business of Planning and Zoning only in that if they were petitioned, is that correct?
Well,
the council itself could hold public hearing without the benefit of the council, the planning and zoning holding public hearing.
Right. But this again depends on the council's feelings on it. They want to provide a method so that everything is initially referred to the planning and zoning commission as an advisory board. They can do so, but it would not have to.
Thank you, Mr. Jackson.
This is something that the council may wish to take up.
I think it'll be part of the discussion.
For the special order of business, is there anyone in the audience who wishes to speak on a subject that is not on the agenda? If so, come forward and state your name, please.
I am a mayor. My name is Adolf Stock, president of the city number 4, Prime Minister of Alaska. And I ask permission to have our committee chairman present the city clerk to the library to have a bed to be entered in a few minutes.
Fine. Please come forward.
Fairbanks Pioneer Welfare Committee, Karen Noddale Hotel, 517 2nd Avenue, Fairbanks, Alaska, March 12, 1962, the Honorable Mayor, Common Council, City of Fairbanks. Gentlemen, Igloo number 4 and Auxiliary number 8, Pioneers of Alaska, composed of 731 active members in the greater Fairbanks area, feel a great concern over the condemnation of the homes of some Alaska pioneers and retired elderly people by inspectors from various departments of the city of Fairbanks. Even though these homes may not be models of modern architecture from the outside, they are warm and comfortable within and suited to Alaska climatic conditions. Most of them have been lived in by their owners since the early days of the city. They constitute the only individual homes available to their owners, and the only homes their owners will ever be able to afford in the short space of life left to them. Igloo number 4 and Auxiliary number 8 appreciate the efforts of this city's government to modernize living conditions in the city of Fairbanks by paving the streets, the building of sidewalks, and the bringing of sewage disposal, water, electricity, and various other modernizing features of the city, and realize what a tremendous task lies before you. However, this is a very long-range program which still may be going on when many of you yourselves are old men and women. So it should not hurt the program for the city to be lenient toward its older citizens for a few years. Besides this, when this modernization program is finished and Fairbanks is a city of modern homes and beautiful buildings, all you will have is another American city with features that can be duplicated anywhere in the United States. All of the picturesque features which have made Fairbanks unique and a tourist attraction will be gone. It will no longer be Fairbanks. Even though a better city to live in, we all have loved and all have striven to improve. For the foregoing in mind, Igloo number 4, Pioneers of Alaska, has appointed a welfare committee to be known as the Fairbanks Pioneer Welfare Committee to look into the foregoing matters and to contact and make suggestions to the mayor and common council of the city of Fairbanks. Therefore, following its instructions, this committee, in regular committee meeting, respectfully requests the mayor and common council of the city of Fairbanks to notify the committee through its chairman before any move is made by city employees to condemn as dangerous, unsafe, or not conforming in any way to city ordinance any home of a pioneer or retired elderly citizen in the city, so that the contemplated condemnation may be softened, modified, or removed, or some action be taken in consultation with the city government to correct the condition or conditions which have led to the contemplated condemnation. This committee also respectfully suggests the following to the mayor and common council of the city of Fairbanks. One, that the present California building code, as applied to the city of Fairbanks, be repealed as inapplicable to this city and Alaska, and new code be drawn in its place. Two, the ordinance number 1025 and ordinance 1100 be repealed. Three, that there should be some form of property tax exemption for pensioners and retired elderly persons. Respectfully submitted this 12th day of March 1962 by the Fairbanks Pioneer Welfare Committee. Signed, Adolph Stock, President of Building Number 4, and Pioneers of Alaska and Committee President Pro Tem. Committee Secretary Irving Reed, Member Colin McDonald, Member Andrew Wicken, Member James J. McDonald, Member Mike Stepovich, Member Harry L. Hughes, Member George Gilbertson.
Mr. Mayor, I think that the council recognizes that there are problems with our elder citizens, their inabilities to work, houses that they live in, which they own, their inabilities to move. We've discussed this previously at times, and we do have particular problems that are peculiar to those particularly elderly citizens. I think that possibly we should hold some discussions on this, and I would suggest that it be brought up at several meetings of the Wednesday meeting groups so that we can come about with something to at least help these people, if we can possibly do it that. And I would suggest that we do have some meetings, or it be brought on the agendas for some of our Wednesday meetings.
This was one of my great reasons for advocating Pioneer Park, just basically, and the home, for this basic reason that we're approaching a time when many of these homes may not live up to the California building code. And from taking the time to talk to a number of these elder citizens in their home, you just mentioned the fact that there are various welfare things available for them, and they want to be part of this. And this is admirable in a day and age when we're practically more and more every day becoming a welfare state. They simply want the right to live in the country which they helped to found. And I'd like to point out here and now that this problem is one of the ones which the park would have greatly helped to solve. And if this park and home for these people was not just a play area or a recreation area. I do know that the city is confronted with problems. Mr. Melville, we have certainly problems as far as the condemnation of a number of these homes. As I say, problems may exist up there. I think it's a wonderful idea that we accede to their wishes regarding discussing real problem areas with their welfare board. If the welfare board is in effect now, as such. Mrs. Ringstead, I don't know whether they run anyone out or not. They feel it is a problem. They brought it before us. I'm simply discussing it. I don't know whether they run them out or not. I'm going to see if they don't, if I can help it.
They're not going to be the only one. I don't think anyone on the council
would think anything. Oh, fine. So they feel it is a problem, then. They brought it before us.
It's a problem.
With the rest of the council's approval, I would move that any such condemnations or evictions that are contemplated or being discussed now be taken up by the city manager
and the building inspector with their welfare committee. In fact, I think this would be a great assistance to the city and probably solve many problems before they actually arise.
I would second that motion.
I understand that to be only pioneers, or how would they be...
They mentioned in the report, Mr. Mayor, that it would be pioneers and elderly people.
I think it's covered in that one paragraph where they put through, actually it's, although it's a statement, it's been formal to request. Are they departing in?
Pete Smith scheduled for the second vacancy hearing.
Mr. Allen.
Mr. Mayor, I would prefer in this case to have some further discussion, as was previously suggested in council, on these matters before taking any definite action tonight. I don't feel that the Pioneer Home question for this area has only come up recently with the talk of the park. I think that for a long time there have been many people in favor and have supported a Pioneer Home in this area. I think it's something that would be very good, and I think a lot of other people feel the same way. In the meantime, we do, and I think it would be good to study into these things, and I would like to study these ordinances that they have requested to be repealed. To me, I think it would be better to study these things a little bit before we take any action tonight.
The only action I recommend, Mr. Roberts, was there's a very simple request of theirs, and I don't think it would affect any of our laws in any way, and certainly couldn't be misconstrued as hasty action. Mr. Jones, would you mind reading that particular paragraph that I have reference to, requesting that the formation of their welfare group and the action that they would like to have taken? I believe it's a short paragraph.
Therefore, following its instructions, this committee and regular committee meeting respectfully request the Mayor and Common Council of the City of Fairbanks to notify the committee through its chairman before any move is made by city employees to condemn as dangerous, unsafe, or not conforming in any way to the city ordinance any home of a pioneer or retired elderly person in the city, so that the contemplated condemnation may be softened, modified, or removed, or some action be taken in consultation with the city government to correct the condition or conditions which may have led to the contemplated condemnation.
Mr. Mayor, in defense of Mr. Boucher's motion and my second, I can see, basically, and I've known of several particular instances here where the city officials have condemned and taken a piece of property that the people didn't really understand what was going on. And it was difficult, of course, for the city administration, the people that were doing the condemnation, to explain to them. They just didn't seem to talk the same language. Now, I can see the feasibility here if you have a group, a small committee from a pioneer group, who you advise them that one of their members or one of their friends has a particular piece of property that doesn't meet the code, that he has to do certain things, that possibly they could better explain it to them and tell them, this has to be done. So it's only an attempt to help the city in itself, the way I look at it. It actually is not binding upon us at this point, but other than if we actually take into consideration their feelings and problems, and that they could possibly be of some assistance on these things. You have run into these particular problems because of that, have you not, Fred?
Yes, Mr. Mayor. I might explain, Mr. Burlington, and for the rest of the council. In 1961, we removed about 170 buildings, but my direction to the building official at that time was to take action against those buildings that were not occupied. There were many abandoned, substandard structures, and we concentrated on those. The most recent one that we've taken action on is that of Pete Smith. We did, of course, at the direction of the council. And we also have inspected a structure or a number of structures owned, and I noticed by one of the members of this pioneer committee that signed this particular letter. That property is what precipitated the letter. The conditions of these structures are about the same as Pete Smith's.
Are they vacant?
No, they're occupied by old members.
Well, it's very unfortunate that you know the pension doesn't have money to go out and rent.
That's
right. It's a very unfortunate situation.
Well, at least in any event, Mr. Mayor, I would think that it certainly won't harm the city nor the council. And as Mr. Roberts pointed out, we can take this up at many meetings on discussion and so forth and come to some type of an agreement as to what we want to set as a policy in this matter. But these people have asked only that we consult with them, that the building official consult with them, and possibly they themselves could do us more good than the building official could going out and starting a condemnation notice on a building. It may be a small matter to bring the thing up to code or to take care of a problem, but it may be a little tougher matter for the building official to get it across by one of their own people could say what needed to be said.
I think this is a very good motion in one way, because at least there will be no employee of the city going down and putting a notice on and telling them to get out without somebody first knowing about it. So the motion will have that good effect.
Question.
All in favor of this motion, please stand by.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Is there anyone else in the audience who wishes to be in session over the case? Yes.
Mr. Mayor, members of the council, I have a letter.
That was the end of the report to the City Council and the action of the City Council on this Pioneer Igloo 4 request for some adjustment in the attitude toward the pioneers and elderly people that have small incomes and are not able to pay these enormous costs that have been created over the last 3 years in our economy in Fairbanks area. This was Harry Hughes recording this transfer tape by permission of the council and the city clerk of the city of Fairbanks on this council meeting for a record in Igloo 4, Pioneers of Alaska. Hughes, the Igloo 4 for the Pioneer Records, in regard to the problems of the pioneers here at Fairbanks, Alaska, Igloo 4.